Reading 6. Michelle's Weekend, Part 2. On Sunday morning, Michelle and Alex took the train from New York to New Jersey, where her parents live. The trip took about an hour. Her parents picked them up at the train station and drove them home. Michelle's mother had prepared a delicious Sunday lunch for them. They started with some delicious appetizers, followed by a juicy roast chicken, with sautéed vegetables and mashed potatoes. It was delicious. For dessert, they had warm chocolate cake with fruit and ice cream. Everything seemed to be going well until they began chatting after lunch. Michelle's father wanted to know what Alex did for a living. Alex explained that he wanted to be a writer and was looking for a publisher to publish a book he had written. "What's the book about?" asked Michelle's father. "It's about a man who loses his job as vice president of a large corporation," replied Alex proudly. "He drives across the country and into Mexico, where he discovers that his true purpose in life is to sell deodorant." Michelle's parents looked a bit surprised and were silent for a few seconds. The same thought was going through both their minds. If their daughter married this guy, she would have to earn the money for the two of them. Alex added that for the moment, he made his money selling things on the internet. On the way home, they talked about the visit. Alex didn't think it went very well. "Did you see their faces when I told them about my book?" Michelle laughed. She didn't think there was any reason to worry. "When you become a famous author one day, they'll realize what a brilliant writer you are." "I think they were more worried when I told them you were not Jewish." They talked and laughed on the way home. It had been a great weekend overall, and they decided to stop for dinner at their favorite Chinese restaurant.